Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 8. And thank you once again for spending time with us. We're glad that you are here. I just want to thank you for those who signed up already to get more notifications for future retreats. And if you haven't done so already, we'll put again a link in the post where you can go to CatholicSpeaker.com to sign up for Catholic Minute, as well as more of these online retreats. So today we are praying for who?
The souls in purgatory. So it says, today bring to me the souls who are detained in purgatory and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. I just feel like the souls in purgatory are just waiting for this day. Like, they just can't wait, because so many of them will hopefully be released from purgatory and allowed into heaven. Like, what an exciting day it is.
Yes.
Day 8 of the Divine Mercy Novena. So just, you know, if we're ever doubting the power of our prayers, like, just remember Jesus himself told us that, like, you know, it's in your power to bring them relief.
Yeah. So like, sometimes, like, well, how bad is it? Like, really? Come on. Like, purgatory. You're almost there.
Well, I'd rather not be there too long.
It's true. But here's what St. John Vianney said. Well, first of all, if Jesus says it's going to release them from suffering, if Jesus thinks it's suffering, it must be suffering. Mm-hmm. One thing, St. John Vianney also said that the there's flames in purgatory. The flames, he said, were the same as the flames in hell, with one difference, that they were temporary. So that's just one saint's take on purgatory, right? But in the mind of St. John Vianney, a holy man, he's got the ST dot at the beginning of his name. He got something right. It was bad. In the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 958, it says, our prayer for them is capable not only of helping them, but also of making their intercession for us effective. So if you're ever down in the dumps and you're looking for someone to pray for you, well, pray for someone in purgatory, and they're going to pray for you too. It makes their intercession for you effective. I think that's what a great deal. Mm-hmm. And it's in giving that we receive. And could you imagine all the souls in purgatory who have just no one to pray for them? Think about your ancestry. How about not just your grandpa and grandma, but think about your great-grandpa and grandpa, your great-great-great, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great. And you go back through the history, you know, maybe go back 500, 1,000 years. Who's thought of them recently? Could it be that they are in purgatory and they have no one to pray for because they have been forgotten? You can make their intercession for you and for your family effective by praying for them and release them to the glory of heaven. I just think it's exciting.
So let's gain some friends.
Let's gain some friends.
The holy souls.
Anything else?
No. Oh, and just, you know, if you guys, I don't want anyone to be shy to comment, and just let us know that you're still in the group, that you're still participating. If you haven't commented yet, this is a great day to start.
We want to hear from you.
And we want to hear from you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Have a great day, everyone. God bless you.
God bless.